This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some prominent Republicans are switching gears on some notable pieces of economic policy. These are social conservatives and sticking to it, but they're moving away from the party's traditional laissez-faire take on business and embracing ideas from a new group called American Compass. One of these ideas, allowing student loans to be wiped away during bankruptcy, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Orrin Cass is not your father's Republican, especially when he's talking about how student loan debt is treated in bankruptcy.
We tried to set it aside and say, this is special and thou shalt forever be buried under any debt you take on.
Cass sounds like a Democrat there, but he was an advisor in Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. In 2020, he founded American Compass, a think tank dedicated to encouraging Republicans to take a new look at capitalism. For example, treating student loans like any other debt and allowing them to be discharged during bankruptcy. Right now, they can't be, and that was disastrous for 47-year-old Angel Bracey. She enrolled at the University of Phoenix, a for-profit school, majoring in human resources while working full-time. Then she lost her job and had to drop out.
It's frustrating to have that debt and not have something to show for it.
To have your student loan debt discharged by a judge, you have to prove it's causing you undue hardship. Bracey didn't meet that standard, even though her student debt is greater than her yearly income. It's virtually impossible for anyone to meet that standard, which led the Justice Department to simplify it last year. Bipartisan Senate legislation to overhaul the bankruptcy code on student loans didn't go anywhere 2 years ago, but Orrin Cass calls it a step in the right direction.
That really strikes the sweet spot of how conservatives would want to approach this sort of issue.
Maybe, even Cass admits.
The House is a tough nut to crack on any policy initiative these days.
Especially when lobbyists from universities and the student loan business show up. According to the campaign finance tracking site Open Secrets, three companies that collect on or service student loans spent more than $9 million lobbying Congress since 2021. Scott Buchanan heads their trade group, the Student Loan Servicing Alliance. He's wondering,
how do we create a product that makes sense for borrowers, meets them where they are, but also that we don't create potential for issues where people abuse the system?
Orrin Cass at American Compass doesn't think student borrowers would do that.
Bankruptcy isn't some get-out-of-jail-free card. Bankruptcy is an incredibly painful process.
But the financial industry spent years lobbying to make bankruptcy law tougher on student debtors, and it's not in a hurry to change things. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.